Previously on D&D&D. Jason looks to you, Juno, pleading. There's definite concern and just panic in his face, which is losing color, draining, and this dark tendrils spreading out from this wound are starting to like creep up his neck. You knock on the door, and an old man who looks like a wizard answers, and he says,
"Yes, can I help
my
you?
My boyfriend is magically afflicted by some evil blackness. I kissed him. It was really nasty.
You gonna get us out of here?"
"Well, about that, I want to send you somewhere nice, so if you had to go, let's say, to the middle of nowhere where no one was around, what kind of middle of nowhere would you like?"
"An island oasis sounds nice, though."
"No."
"Okay, an island oasis."
"No, Margarine."
It's a small island.
How small?
It's small enough where you can see around it. There's a small boat moored on it. Jason, his eyes start to go black. Two horns start to grow out of Jason's head.
Whoa!
The fuck?
This might be a beyond bone dice problem.
Yeah.
Juno casts command on Jason, and he tells him to calm.
This is a wisdom save?
Yes, must succeed in a wisdom saving throw.
Does an 18 beat your spell save?
Yeah.
He does not calm. In fact, he starts to shudder violently as his skin goes black and scaly.
Oh no.
Scaly.
And his face, even though these horns are starting to grow out of him and his eyes are black, he's still panicky and scared, and he's looking right at Landa, and he just says, "Landa, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry."
"Oh, me too, Jason.
Should we kill him? I've been holding back a lot of impulses to just stab this guy in the throat.
Jason, what do you want us to do?"
"I'm kind of feeling that too.
Landa, make sure the thieves are okay. Make sure, please help my guild."
"I will."
"Make him make you the head of the thieves' guild."
"Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
Do like a transfer of power."
Should I ask him that right now?
Jason, yes. make Landa the head of thieves' guild.
This is taking like all of his strength to bring his arm up. And you can watch as a black, like, scaliness creeps down his arm, and it's, like, growing and elongating and, like, twisting, and it's like a American Werewolf in London.
Oh,
and,
God.
His fingers start to, like, grow extra long and, like, a couple extra joints, and they turn into these horrible claws, and one of these disgusting, grotesque clawed hands clutches an amulet off of his neck and tears it off and reaches out to Margarine. What do you do?
Guys, that means we get to get into the guild now.
Shut up.
Not
no,
it's... now!
I take it.
But I won't let you down, Jason.
And then,
this is for you.
Jason, I just want you to know, you look really cool right now.
After you take it, he looks at your face one more time, and there's just a hint of a smile. And then it's bright, but it's dark. It's like it's an oxymoronic thing. You can't really explain what it feels like. And then Jason is gone.
Oh.
And he's this horrible, winged, horned creature, all black, and everybody roll for initiative.
Oh, oh God. No.
Oh, critical fail.
Ooh.
I am emotionally taxed right now. That makes sense.
6.
13.
Wow, this is
11.
Cool. Tiny oasis island, giant darkness beast, us alone. Just the camera can do a whole pan around the entire landscape.
So the order of the combat is Jason, demon creature, Zabbis, Fletch, Juno, Flack, Margarine.
Wait, is Pete with us? Is Pete quarantined too?
Yeah.
Oh, so Pete's on the island with us.
The Pete's on the island with you, so you can use Pete on your turn.
We need to turn Pete into like a card so Mike can just summon Pete and then Pete goes away.
You're looking at this creature who is now standing before you, and it's a good 12 feet tall now.
Oh.
Its arms are long and gangly and huge clawed hands. It has this horrible, deep black face that when you look into it, you feel just an emptiness. It's kind of predator-like, where it almost opens sideways. And these horrible horns that stretch around the side of its face. But you can tell that it does not like being on this bright, sunny island oasis.
Yeah.
The first thing that it does is it tries to run over through you guys to the shaded part of the oasis. You guys were on like the beach. So it's trying to run into like the small jungle area that is in the center of this island. But as it does run past you, it kind of pushes you out of the way.
I genuinely thought you were going to say it's going to try to destroy the sun.
It's just going to scream at the sun.
Yeah.
Flak and Zabbis. Zabbis take 8 damage and Flak take 9. Whoop. Drop the dice.
I thought that was his attack cry.
Yeah, that's the ironic thing is that it sounds super dumb.
In game, I am scared of this thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm not like,
oh, no,
pretty cool.
No, Zabbis can react to however you want to.
Oh, okay.
But you guys are knocked prone. You're knocked 5 feet back from where you were standing and you're knocked on the ground. The rest of you managed to, it like avoided you. Like it pushed Zabbis and Flak, but you guys were standing out of the way. It is now 20 feet away from you guys underneath the canopy of the trees that are in the middle of this island. You guys are on the beach. It is now Zabbis' turn. What do you do?
Oh, God. I was too busy thinking how cool this is.
Light. It's
scared
of
light. Can I cast Hellish Rebuke? Because I got pushed. You point your finger in the creature that damaged you.
Oh,
which
yeah,
it did,
it's a reaction.
Is momentarily surrounded by hellish flames. The creature must make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, yeah. Dang. You can use this. You're using this as your reaction then.
Yeah.
This isn't even your turn.
Oh, cool.
Nice. Yeah. 14, will that do it? What's your spell save?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
The spell is awesome.
It takes 2d10 fire damage.
What?
Nice.
Yeah. 10 and 1.
11?
Yeah. Damn. Well, I get to do all their stuff?
Yeah, now it's your turn. That was your reaction.
Oh, cool. Oh, man. We haven't rested. I'm like...
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
How close are people to this thing?
Everybody is about 25 feet away from it.
Okay.
It ran away from all of you to get out of the sun.
Well, okay. Let me
Where's the
sure
boat?
The boat's on the beach. It's like... 10 feet down the beach from you.
So we could just escape. We don't even have to fight this creature.
How far away is everyone from it, you said?
About 20, 25 feet.
20 or 20. Like, which one?
Just sadly leave it
23.
They're 23 feet away?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, I'm going to cast Fireball.
That's a third level spell. Roll your D100.
Marjorie looks on with the amulet just clutched to her chest, like her hair blowing in the island breeze.
Oh, God.
56.
Oh, okay. You're fine.
Yeah, what's kinder, to leave it here if Jason's still a part of this thing or to kill it?
Yeah,
but it's also make a dex.
Oh, yeah. A dexterity save. Oh, no. It failed.
Okay. 19.
It does not like the fireball.
Yeah.
And it screams like a horrible screeching noise. Everybody make a constitution save.
Yikes. 11?
15.
9.
4.
I picked up my dice and dropped it accidentally. I didn't intentionally roll it. It landed on a 1. What do you want? Does that count? I picked it up to bring it over to me.
Yeah, I think it counts.
I can't be Butterfingers? I rolled a 1 then.
I think you are Butterfingers.
Everybody except Fletch is now frightened. So frightened creatures have disadvantage on any 20 roll when the thing that is causing its fear is within its line of sight.
Whoa.
And you cannot willingly move closer to the source of your fear.
Can I just turn around?
Okay.
This is a serious question.
Flip your sabers backwards and just run backwards.
It is Fletch's turn.
I'm going to take a shot with my lightning bow because he doesn't like light.
So yeah,
maybe
dude.
Maybe it'll scare him. 22.
To hit?
Yeah.
That'll hit.
Cool. 12 damage.
Okay.
Does the lightning bolt scare him? Does it do anything?
It hits him, and it hurts him. But you can't see any more extra effects.
Is it going to scream again?
No, it does not scream in response to his lightning. It is now...
I get two attacks.
Oh, yeah, you get two attacks.
Ranger!
Is he draconic? Can I talk to him?
You can try.
No, I'm gonna shoot him again.
Okay.
19.
19 hits.
Okay. 12 again.
two lightning bolts strike the creature, and it looks like they hurt it. Juno, you are frightened of it. You cannot move closer to it. You have disadvantage on attack and skill checks.
Okay. Juno feels a little bad. He's gonna... This is not the end that he would want for someone like Jason. So Juno's frightened, but he's gonna try and put this thing out of its misery. He'll cast Guiding Bolt, where a flash of light will streak towards it. So it's a ranged spell attack.
You have disadvantage.
Nat 20.
You have disadvantage.
Oh, right. 14.
Nope. You miss.
Damn. He'll try his longbow. Dirty 20.
What kind of bow is this?
It's a regular longbow.
Your arrow just bounces off of this thing.
Well, damn.
Flack.
Hi. I forget. What's the deal with Bardic Inspiration?
It's a bonus action, and you can play an inspiring song.
Yeah, but didn't what did we do that modified it so everyone got that? Was it the dad song that did that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if I play my dad song as a bonus action, everyone will get a Bardic Inspiration die.
Right.
Which, by the way, I learned two things about when I was reading about it real fast. One, since I've been level 5, it is now a D8 instead of a D6.
Mm-hmm.
And two, it said that it only lasts a certain amount of time. I think like 10 minutes.
Yeah, but your dad song changes that.
Okay.
Everybody got like cool abilities from the portal.
All right.
And that was your cool ability.
I'm playing my dad's song as a bonus action. Now I can still do something. So, I guess, you know what? I'm a little guy. I can't hurt this fucking dragon thing. I'm going to cast Tongues. It's a level 3 spell, and it grants the creature I touch the ability to understand any spoken language it hears. Or when they speak, any creature that knows at least one language can hear the who has yet to go?
Just Margarine.
I put my hand on Margarine's shoulder.
Perfect.
And cast Tongues. So now she can understand any spoken language she hears, and when she speaks, any creature that knows at least one language can hear the target, understands what she says.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry. Yeah, Margarine, you can talk to him, maybe.
Okay, Margarine's turn.
Oh, fuck.
You're frightened, and you cannot willingly move closer to it.
Margarine's going to run to the boat.
Okay.
And as she's running to the boat, she's going to say, Jason, is there any part of you that's still there?
In, like, a very distant way, you hear through a language that you don't understand.
What?
I mean, you understand it, but it's
incomprehensible.
It's something that...
Without magic.
Yeah, right. You're aware that there is something affecting this. You hear Jason say, very distant, just say, Landa, keep your promise.
Aww. That's so sad. All right, Jason, we're going to leave you here. And I believe in you, and you should believe in yourself, and maybe one day you can fight this. You can beat this. I believe in you.
Modern science is really advancing.
Modern science is really advancing. Flack wants me to tell you.
Oh, that's right. That, yeah.
Is there anything else anyone else wants to say to him? Sorry, guys. We're not going to beat this.
No, you're right.
You
didn't deserve this. Juno said that. Juno just told you that you didn't deserve this.
I mean, I didn't get to know you fully. Maybe you did, and you're a real shitbag, but I don't
Juno
know.
Juno says he likes you, and he wants to repair your relationship. So come back to us one day, Jason.
It didn't
Jason.
Seem like you really liked those kids. I mean, that's fucked
you
up.
You really liked those kids, and that was great.
I apologize for shooting you.
Fletch apologizes for shooting you. Zabbis, anything from you?
I don't know. I didn't really know you.
All right, cool. Zabbis is neutral.
Yeah.
But Zabbis is a good guy, so take it from me. I got you.
Okay.
And I try to rig up the boat to leave.
You have disadvantage on this roll.
It's an attack roll.
No, it's still skill checks, though.
Boo!
This is you, like, checking to see if this boat is seaworthy. I'm not going to let you get any further than that on this turn.
Okay.
Will 17 do it, or should I add my
D8?
17.
Yeah. This boat is seaworthy, and you can get it. You know that you can rig it up, and that it'll hold the 5 of you.
Okay.
It is now the Jason demon creature's turn, and it is going to cast Darkness.
Oh.
Which you guys are familiar with. Everything is now dark.
Shit.
And you cannot see. It is also going to do something where, Margarine, you're outside the range of this darkness.
Am I?
Yes. But in front of you, on the boat or surrounding the boat, six shadows appear. Nasty, disgusting. They're almost like ghosts. They were summoned by this demon creature. It is now Zavis's turn. What do you do?
What the?
This fear is gone now.
After we said all those things, then he summoned ghost pirates? We're all trying to escape on a boat.
If you're looking towards where the creature was, the boat is to your right.
Okay, so I go to move that way.
Okay, make a dexterity roll just to see if you trip over anybody.
21.
Yeah, you're fine.
Nice flip wizard.
You eventually leave the radius of the darkness spell and see Margarine and these shadows.
I still want to hurt Margarine. That's the thing. I have so many spells I could use, but then they would also very much injure Margarine.
And I am half health.
Margarine has that ability where if she does make the save, she takes no damage.
Oh, that's right.
High risk, high reward. Baby.
And you have the Bardic Inspiration, though. So you have that extra D8.
I do.
So maybe worth it.
I'm going to cast Eldritch Blast.
Okay.
At...
You get two of them. Are you going to split it or are you going to do
I'm
going to
split it because I don't know what it's going to do.
Okay.
So I'll split it.
At the shadows?
Yeah.
Okay.
5 and 3.
These bonk into these shadows and you can tell that they definitely, well, it's force damage. So it's like a poof and it definitely hurts them. You can tell.
I think it was the use of bonk.
Bonk.
Fletch. Yeah. You're in darkness. What do you do?
I'd like to turn around and start running towards where I perceived the boat to be.
Okay. Roll a dexterity check to see if you trip over Flack.
Oh, I got an 18. So.
Oh, yep. You're good.
Okay. So I run. Can I pick up Flack while I'm running?
Yeah. Roll a strength roll.
Okay. 18, 22, 23.
Yeah. I'm going to say this is one of your actions.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Hey, sailor.
Hey, what's up? Come on, let's get to the boat.
You escape the darkness, and you can see Zabbis, and then slightly beyond that, Margarine at the boat with the six shadows. What do you do?
Okay, cool. Juno's still in the darkness.
Still in the darkness.
I want to call it to Juno and just be like, "Hey, Juno, get to the boat," and then I'll take a lightning shot at one of the
shadows.
One of the shadows.
Okay.
19.
That'll
20,
hit.
20, okay. 16.
The lightning bolt hits into the shadow and it just poof disappears.
Right. And then so on any of the turns when my beast companion doesn't attack, I can use a bonus action to command him to dash, disengage, dodge, or help. So yep. I'm going to have him dash towards the boat. Pete,
okay.
Let's get going.
Pete's right there next to you.
Hey, Pete.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he looks up.
I pet him.
It is now the shadow's turn. Or no, it's Juno's turn.
So Juno's going to, if he was facing the Oh, wait, no, that's true. If he was facing the Jason monster, he's mm-hmm. going to just back up and try to get to the edge of, like, where the water is, presuming he'll get out of this darkness.
You feel water on your feet before you leave the darkness.
Oh, damn. Okay. How many feet was that to get back there?
10.
Okay.
And it's surf. It's, like, coming up at you. And
okay. Yeah. He's going to try to remember where the boat was and head, like, with the surf around to wherever the boat is.
Roll perception.
Yeah.
Disadvantage because you're in the darkness.
Don't forget the D8 though.
I'm gonna add that D8, so 17.
Okay, yeah, you can follow the surf.
Okay,
but
did
I'm
you
gonna
roll the D8 or did you just add 8?
Oh shit, sorry. You're right.
Yeah,
I always forget about that. Okay, 14.
As the surf recedes, you follow the tide,
no.
So you end up deeper, and a wave hits you. Make a dexterity save.
Oh no.
5.
You know you're knocked down by this wave.
Shit.
So you're prone.
In underwater.
Cool. Well, it crashes over you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You're not like, it's not an undertow. You're not being swept out to sea.
Good.
Yet. But you are knocked down. It's the shadow's turn. And the shadows are going to attack Margarine.
Oh, come at me, daddy.
There are 5 left.
You said command me?
I wish.
Does a 17 hit your AC?
Yes.
2 of them latch on to you. You feel this pull when they do, and you lose 3 strength.
Whoa.
Yeah. And this is from your total strength, not your modifier. So whatever your strength is, it's now 3 less. So what number is
it? What does that mean?
It changes your modifier.
I'm -1 then.
You feel a weakness now.
Mm-hmm.
And you can feel this through all of your body. All of your muscles now suddenly feel drained and fatigued.
Oh, and that's when she has equal strength to me? Is that how I always feel?
And you also take, in addition to that feeling, you take 14 damage.
Oh.
Now it is Flak's turn.
Hey, so I'm in the boat now?
You're next to me.
Yeah, you're near the boat.
What can I see? Is Juno still in the darkness?
Yeah, there's a pocket of darkness behind you. There's to your left now, if you're looking at the boat.
Mm-hmm.
To your right is the body of water. You don't know what it is. To your left is the jungle, deeper into the island. Behind you is the darkness, and ahead of you is the boat with the shadows surrounding Martrin. And you watched two of them just like latch on to her like Dementors.
Oh no. Oh fuck.
Hey everybody, Russell here with a few quick announcements, and then we're going to get you right back to it. Thanks so much for listening to episode 44 of D&D&D. Be sure to follow us on social media at D&D&DPod on Twitter and D&D&DPod on Instagram, or email us at dndndpod@gmail.com. We have a subreddit, too. If you haven't checked out the subreddit yet, I encourage you to do so. If you're new to Reddit, it's a great place to discuss the show. It's message boards, basically. Great community set up by fans. It is reddit.com/r/dndndpod. Head over there and talk about what you like about this episode. There are episode discussion threads and any kind of general, you know, musings you have about the show. That's a great place to post them and interact with other listeners. Speaking of other listeners, if you haven't already, please leave a review for us on your podcast provider of choice. It helps new people with discovering the show for the first time find the show and see that you like it, so maybe they'll like it too. Check out Beth's shop at bethbyrad.shop for D&D&D merch, as well as all of her other amazing artwork available for purchase and shipment to your home. Thanks to everybody who's tweeted about the show, people like Dragon Craze at DragonCraze1 on Twitter, who says, "I found your podcast about 2 weeks ago and I'm now completely caught up. Wow, impressive, Dragon Craze. Thank you so much. I love how goofy this campaign can get while having the ability to also comment on some deeper things." Hey, thanks for that, Dragon Craze. "Thank you so much for making this podcast. As always, do what's fun." Really nice message. Thanks. I appreciate that. There is a D&D&D memes account on Twitter, which is so awesome and a lot of fun. That's always enjoyable whenever that pops up onto the timeline. So thank you, Tilly, for setting that up. That is memes_dndnd on Twitter, @memes_dndnd on Twitter. And there's a lot of really fun, goofy memes about the show there. Thank you to everybody who has sent in magic items and wild magic suggestions for Zabbis. You can email those to us if you have your own wild magic suggestions or magic items ideas. You can email those to us at dndndpod@gmail.com. There will be opportunities in upcoming episodes for the team to perhaps obtain new magic items. So that's a running list. If you have an idea of a unique magic item that is not too crazy powerful and maybe is goofy and fun in some way, email that over to us and I will add it to the list of potentials for the team. And same thing with wild magic suggestions for Zabbis. Same deal. Nothing too crazy powerful. And we're looking for kind of fun, goofy things for that one. And that gets added to Zabbis's wild magic table. We haven't had a hit yet on those, or we haven't had one in a while. But I'm sure that Chelsea will be rolling more and more on that table once the team gets an opportunity to rest and recover some spell slots. Speaking of, let's get back to the action so that they can hopefully get through this crazy boss fight and maybe get the opportunity to rest again. Or will some of them be resting forever? Ooh, ominous threat. We'll find out. Let's get back to it. That's it for me. Thanks, everybody. Do what's fun.
Can I just, like, prep this boat to get ready to go? Can I hop in the boat and, like, get it ready to go?
The shadows will have attacks of opportunity against you if you go past them.
Bring it.
Okay. Yeah, you hop in the boat. The shadows are going to swipe at you. They do miss, though.
Hell yeah. That's why
so
I gamble.
You're in the boat now.
Oh, I don't fucking know boat stuff. Okay. Let me roll for intelligence.
Yeah, roll
to see if Flak knows boat stuff. 11. Oh, wait. I have goggles on that are an additional plus two?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. You do.
13.
With a 13, you're looking around and you're like, I need to get this boat to the water.
Okay, I start pushing the boat to the water.
Roll strength.
Come on, little gnome hands. Little gnome arms. Oh, 10.
You move the boat a foot towards the water.
How far away from the water is it?
Not far. Not far. The surf is starting to lap up against the end of the boat, but you need to push it another, you know, you need to get the length of the boat deeper into the water in order to get it into the water.
Gotcha. Okay.
It is now Margarine's turn. Margarine's shadows are surrounding you. You're in this boat. Flak is now in this boat, or Flak is now at the end of the boat.
Yeah, I'm pushing pulling
the boat into the. Or wait, which are you pushing or pulling?
It.
So you're at the bow.
Yeah.
Okay. So Flak.
Wait, no, I'd be at
the
stern.
No, he's at the stern.
Unless we're planning on turning this boat around once it gets in the water.
Yeah.
Oh, because it was.
Yes.
Was it magically put there though? Because maybe if it was magically put there, they could have had a bow. Out.
Oh my god.
It's
just
not.
Call it front, back, left, and right of the boat.
But no, that's not the issue. The issue is did the. One, they're not stupid. Nautical terms are cool. Two, the issue is the boat like. Is the front of it facing the island
the
or is it facing the water?
The front of it is facing the island.
That's what he's saying. So yes I'm at the bow. Right. The bow?
The bow.
The bow.
Yes. And you were pushing out. So what do you do, Margarine?
I'm going to switch both of my knives to radiant damage.
Yes.
And then I'm just going to go ham on whoever's closest to me.
Do it.
Sneak attack and all.
Yeah.
Boy, it's been a minute. 24.
Yeah, that hits.
Great.
The shadows.
13 for the sneak attack.
Mm-hmm.
4 radiant plus 2 regular.
When your radiant dagger hits this shadow, there's like a silvery light burst and the shadow disappears.
Great. I'm going to turn because I'm a 2-weapon fighter. I can use my modifiers on my second attack as well. I am ambidextrous now. 21 then.
Yeah, that hits.
3 plus a d4 radiant. 3.
Yeah, you, same thing happens. You just starburst this shadow.
Starburst on the starboard.
Okay.
And then I hide.
The lip of the boat, you can kind of scurry under. So you hide there.
And I thumb my amulet.
There are 3 remaining shadows. It is the demon creature's turn. And it is going to rush towards the boat.
In the light?
Yeah. It's going to come out in the light. It knows that it hates this, but it wants to kill you. So he's going to attack Fletch with claws. One of those is a crit. The Jason demon creature reaches out with his claws and slashes across you. One of them is a crit, but does a 11 hit? No.
What am I looking at?
Your armor class?
I'm a 15.
Yeah, so no. So misses with one, but the other gets you right across the face.
Oh, my beautiful face.
18 damage. And you feel these wounds really, really hurt.
Mm. Ow.
Way to sell it, dude.
Zavis, now the creature is near you.
Uh-huh. I'm just going to cast Eldritch Blast again.
Great.
Don't you guys have, like, light cantrips?
No, I have dancing lights.
Yeah.
I mean,
wouldn't that work?
I could try. Yeah, I'll just try that.
Okay.
Let's see.
I'll feel really bad if this is a big fail. This is me.
I cast up to 4, so I'll just do 4. And I just cast them right next to the... Am I, like, right next to one of the... Is there... How many shadow things are left?
There's 3 shadows. They're over by the boat. And there's the creature right in front of you.
Okay, I just cast Dancing Lights right in front of me then, between me and the creature.
The creature recoils away from the lights. Uh-huh. It does not like these lights. It takes a reaction to swipe at one of the lights as it retreats, and it like goes like 10 feet away from you. And when it does, it gets into a radius with the shadows, and there are 3 remaining shadows look a little bit beefier.
Oh, remember when Jeremy swiped those lights?
That's Fletch, what's up?
Is this boat, is it a sailboat? Does it have a...
Yeah, it's got a sail.
You are like a fucking Pidgeotto, man. You love your gust of wind.
Don't fucking leave me.
Guys,
don't do it.
Everybody needs to get in the boat and I'll use gust of wind and then we'll fly out of here. But we're not all in the boat.
Good!
We got 2 people in the boat?
2 people in the
Essentially, yeah.
Essentially 2 people in the boat.
Okay, so...
go fish
can
Juno.
Can I...
Do you guys have like a wet
Juno?
Ranger...
Yeah,
did you know? Yeah, is it just perception or?
So you can go back into the darkness and roll perception to see if you can feel out for Juno.
Oh boy, 28.
You reach out your hand into this darkness. You feel Juno, wet,
you.
rolling in the surf, sandy.
Okay, cool.
You grab him by the collar?
Grab him by the collar and just yank him and just pull him.
Okay, roll strength, just in case.
19.
I mean, yeah, you got him.
You got him. Come on, Juno, let's go.
All right, so Juno, you are now in the light.
Okay, and then can I run to... How far was that? We've got 35 feet to
move. You can get to the boat now.
Okay, I can get to the boat?
Yeah.
All right, so I go to the boat, and then I want to throw him into the boat.
You're carrying Juno?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, all right. So Juno's in the boat with you now.
Okay, Juno's in the boat. Okay.
I'm going to say that's it. If you're doing all of that, that's your
all
turn.
All of that? Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry to do this. Don't the tiny boys have opportunity of attacks because he's running away from them?
The creature would not because Zabas pushed it away with the lights. The shadows, yeah. So the shadows are going to have opportunity attacks as you jump into the boat.
Okay, well, Pete's with me. Pete, come on.
And they're going to have disadvantage because of the...
Surprise.
The sunlight, which is good because I rolled two 20s and two 1s.
Whoa!
And then an 8 and a 2.
Wow.
So they all missed.
Okay.
Now it is Juno's turn. Juno, you're in the boat. What do you do?
So the only person that's not in the boat is Zabas?
The only person who's not in the boat is Zabas. And Flack, who is at the bow of the boat, pushing.
Okay. Juno will cast light on his scythe, and until the spell ends, and it's like an hour, it sheds a bright light in a 20-foot radius.
Nice.
And then a dim light after that.
These guys are going to use their reaction to get as far away from this light as they can. So, Flack, Fletch, Juno, Mardrin, you guys get opportunity attacks on these boys if you want.
Knife time!
I got 10.
10 misses.
21.
21 hits.
That's with the scythe. Does it just go through them or does
scythe
it hit them?
Will hit.
Okay. It's a light scythe, too.
17 will hit.
Nope, never mind.
Okay. Flack misses.
9 damage.
Because of the light, that kills.
8 damage of radiant.
Yep, radiant damage kills another one of the shadows, so 2 shadows are dead, one shadow left.
Can I use my other hand, or is opportunity attack?
Yeah, it's just the one. Okay, it is the shadow's turn, there's one left. It's going to return to try to attack Juno. It misses. It is now Flack's turn.
Hey! God, I'm too, little to try. Can I, what's Zabas doing?
In, the bullet time of combat,
sure.
Zabas has just cast a spell and is now, girded up behind these lights, between the lights and the
Is there any
creature.
Possible world where I could roll a cool enough, high enough number to grab Zabas and carry him to the boat?
There is one number that would do that.
Since I have, I don't know what else I could do that could possibly be useful.
I have a giant salve, I think.
All right, I have a feeling that's gonna make.
Gonna try to grab Zabas.
Okay, the shadow's gonna roll.
Get that Zabas.
Have an attack of opportunity on you.
I thought the shadow ran away.
No, it came back to attack Juno. Does a 16 hit?
It does not.
Oh,
fuck out of your shadow!
Wow. Great, it misses.
I'm a strong boy.
That's the opposite of the number you needed.
Oh no!
I did, in fact, roll a 1.
You trip over a rock in the sand and you land on your face in the sand. Take a damage as you cut your chin on a shell.
Oh, all the boys are getting face scars.
Yeah, it is now Marjorie's turn.
What am I supposed to do? Fuck! I'm gonna attack the last remaining baby shadow.
Okay.
Boop, 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 boop. It is a 18.
That'll hit it.
I lied to you. It's a 17.
That'll still hit it.
Okay, good. Bada bing, bada boom. Holy moly, that's good. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 for the sneak attack. And then for my knife.
Yeah, you kill it. You kill the last shadow. It explodes in a radiant burst of light. There is now just the creature and Zabas. It is now the creature's turn, and it is going to... It does not like these lights.
That's a great point.
It is going to cast...
Also in the sun.
It is going to cast Dispel Magic.
Cool.
And the lights disappear.
Puck.
but also the darkness.
Cool.
Oh, okay.
Oh, cool.
It is now Zabas' turn.
Okay, I run to the boat.
Yes. Okay, it's going to get an attack of opportunity on you, but it misses.
Nice.
And it screams.
Zabas.
What do you... Now it is Fletch's... Oh, well, I mean, you can do something else.
No, I'm good. I'm just running to the boat.
Okay, Fletch.
I got to pick up Flack because fell on his face.
I was trying to help.
Just reach over the boat.
Yeah, Zabas just jumps over him.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely that happens.
All right, So yeah, I just reach over into the water and pick him up, put him in the boat.
Like the droid's getting picked up on the way out of the great pit of Carcaria.
Yeah, right. Roll just in case.
Okay. 15 plus what? Strength?
Strength.
16?
Yeah, okay. You can pluck him out.
Let's pick him up. Can I cast Gust of Wind while in the boat, or do I need to be outside of the boat?
You can cast it while in the...
Just lean over the edge.
Yeah, no. So, okay. So I just tell everybody, hold on to something.
Okay.
Our butts?
Hold on to your butts.
Hold on to your butts.
And then I cast Gust of Wind.
Everybody has to make a strength check.
Oh, that's probably
This is when
me.
Our D8s are going to come in.
Unless you've used them.
No.
Oh, you know what? This says inspiration. I don't know how I have that, but I will use it.
Dirty 20.
Dirty 20's good.
13?
Also 13.
No,
wait,
no.
Wait, did I give myself bardic inspiration when I played the daddy song?
Yeah.
13 didn't make it?
13 no, doesn't do it.
4.
4 does not do it.
17 total.
17 does. And then 13 does not, and 4 does not. Here's what happens. You are all in this boat. Fletch is standing in the bow, casting Gust of Wind at the sail. And boom, Gust of Wind erupts from his hands. He calls upon the strength of the storm to do so. And the boat jets 60 feet out into the surf. But Juno and Margarine are pushed 15 feet out to each side, landing in the surf as the boat sails out to sea. It is now Juno's turn.
Wait.
How far away is the boat?
The boat is now in water, 60 feet from shore.
Wait, where? They're just in the water?
Yeah.
How far away is land?
You could get to land. Like, you're 6 feet tall?
Yeah.
You can touch bottom.
Okay, but I'm, like, wearing some armor.
Yeah. You cannot move well.
I'm going to go back. Juno's going to go back to the land.
Okay.
When he does, he needs to... Where's the creature?
The creature is still on the shore about now probably 40 feet from you.
Okay. Just as an insurance policy, because he's, you know, his friends will come back and pick him up. He'll cast Sacred Flame, in which a flame-like radiance descends on a creature that I can see within range. They have to succeed on a saving throw or take 1d8 radiant damage.
What kind of saving throw?
Dexterity.
Okay. Nope. An 11 won't do it, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Well, take a big 1 radiant damage.
But that 1, you can tell, hurts more than it should. I mean, it still doesn't do much, yeah. But it does not like this sacred flame at all.
And then just, you know, as a bonus, is just going to, like, turn around and wave him to come back.
Okay, the shadows are dead. It is Flack's turn. Flack, you're on the boat. What do you do?
Hey, fish, chill out.
No, but like, I don't know, tell them to lift me up.
No, I can't control them.
Yeah.
I mean, just do, like, maybe they will want to because you're so charming.
I can talk to small beasts, so yeah, I blow. It chills out the fish.
And a very intelligent octopus.
Is a small beast?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a big octopus, but
sure.
Octopuses are really...
Also, I feel my
really
childlike feeling of bliss
from
blowing the horn.
So
predict football matches.
Yeah, a small octopus like swims up and bobs its head outside the boat. What do you do?
Hey, octopus friend. Hey, buddy. I got a friend on shore in armor. Can you go lend him a hand or eight? I don't know. Thanks.
And then it swims away.
Cool. Towards Juno?
Yeah, towards Juno.
Great, thanks.
Can I take my turn out of order?
It is your turn.
Oh, good.
Why are you cheating?
The rules.
Yeah,
I'm
don't
sorry,
cheat.
I just like...
Cheating so much.
It When I think about the story of how this would work, it makes sense to happen like immediately while I'm in the air. I'm just frustrated by the rules.
It is Marjorie's turn, so
okay.
Go ahead.
Let's say that when Marjorie was gusted off of the raft... While she was in the air, before she hit the water, she utilized her tunic of bird calling and turns into a pelican.
Wow.
You can choose what bird it is?
Hell yeah. Why not? Fuck the rules.
What? I thought we had a whole on-mic debate about
this.
Oh
my god, that's such a good idea.
That's a great
idea.
Yeah.
I know what's going on.
that.
I don't, but cool. And, you're
but
pelican.
I'm not allowed to be a very big bird, so okay. I can't like
yeah,
scoop.
You can't be like
yeah.
an
anybody.
Eagle Aww. Or something. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought that's what was going
to
happen.
So I'm
right. You're going to like, ah.
The pelicans are
That'd
coming,
be awesome.
Sam.
Yeah.
But because of rules, I can't do that. So I'm just going to pelican back up to the ship.
Okay, you do.
And just hang out as a bird for a minute.
All right, you're perched atop you're perched atop the mast of the ship.
That's so cool.
Now it is back up to the demon's turn. The demon is going to go over to Juno, and
no,
Juno does a. You're really lucky. This is in the sunlight. I'm rolling a lot of 20s today.
Whee!
But does a 17 hit your armor class?
Yes.
Okay, you are going to take 9 damage.
Okay, yeah, sure.
And it looks like the creature heals a little bit.
What?
Zavis, you're in the boat. Juno's on the island.
I was dreading my turn because I have no idea what to do.
If she can levitate, then I can pelican push.
That's what I was thinking of doing, levitate. But yeah, the issue I had was I can't move. Is he close enough for me to do that?
Yeah, you can get him.
Wow.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Okay, I do that.
Okay, Juno starts to levitate.
How far do I levitate? Like,
that
am
is,
I within?
That is up to Zabbis.
Yeah.
Up to 20 feet high.
Juno in a running pose.
Oh, like right only a few feet.
Okay.
Yeah.
So still within demon swiping range.
Yeah, but I also don't want to like get you over to the boat and have you fucking fall 20 feet onto sure. our tiny yeah. boat.
Okay, Fletch, you're up. You're in the boat.
Do we have a rope?
Yes.
How long is the rope?
Well, I don't know if the rope is available
feet.
Right now.
Okay. Is the rope available? Is
I am
all
bird?
Of you should have rope.
Okay.
Yeah, we always have rope.
I'm going to take a rope and tie it to an arrow.
Okay.
Hey.
And shoot it to the side of where Juno is. So let's say to the right side of where Juno is. To
okay.
try to hopefully, so he can grab it.
All right.
I'm a few feet up now. Just yeah, yeah. I'm not like, I'm in the water. I can pick it up, by the way, anymore.
No, no. Here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
All right.
Am I going to try and catch it?
Yeah. Roll an attack roll.
Okay.
16. Oh, if only you had his glove.
I guess I rolled a 21.
Yeah. Okay, so you shoot it very near to Juno. So Juno, make a dexterity save to see if you can grab this rope.
15.
Yeah, you can grab the rope. The arrow sails past you, but you can grab the rope.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. And then I'd like, can I pull him in the same turn? Can I just...
Sure, you could use your other attack.
My other attack would
yeah,
just be to...
Roll strength to pull him in.
12.
Yeah, there's no resistance because of levitate, so you pull him, let's say you pull him 12 feet closer.
Did that present okay. an attack of opportunity?
Yep, it gets you. Let's say that it gets you with its tail.
Ugh,
it
sure.
whips you with his tail for
it's got
nine.
A tail?
It has a tail for 9 damage. Sorry, Beth, for your drawing.
I've been drawing this whole time.
Oh.
9 damage, did I say that?
Yeah.
Okay, Juno, it's your turn. What
Never
do you
mind.
Do?
Not yet.
Well. I can just pull on the rope too, right?
Yeah.
Bring myself closer
yeah,
with
make
the levitate.
Yeah, make a strength roll.
Yeah.
Is the octopus going to do it?
I forgot about him.
He just reaches 20. Up and high fives him.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. You pull yourself, let's say, 30 feet closer.
Great. So I'm about 20 feet away now?
You're about 20 feet away now.
Okay.
The surf, the waves of the surf, because you're only a few feet off, they're like splashing against the crests of the waves are hitting like the bottom of your feet. It is now Flack's turn. You can pull on this rope.
I'll pull on the rope.
Pull me in.
Roll the strength roll.
13.
Okay, you pull him 13 feet closer. You're almost to the boat, Juno. Margarin.
I scream.
Okay.
And hang out on the top of the boat.
It is now the demon's turn. And the demon is going to...
Oh, I should have... I'm sorry.
Oh, you want to do something?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to turn back into a person and pull him into the boat.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah, roll the strength roll.
I only need 7 feet.
I mean,
left.
It is very much like a bird to do nothing.
Cool. 15. Well, plus whatever.
Yeah, you get him in.
Yeah.
Juno, you are now in the... Well, you're above the boat.
I'm above the boat.
It is now the demon's turn, the demon creature's turn. He is going to kick off the surf and start to fly towards
what?
The boat.
What?
But as a wave crests, a tiny octopus creature... flings itself from the surf and attaches itself to... I wanted the face, but I didn't get the roll for the face. Attaches itself to one of the feet of the creature, distracting it.
Can it be a Dumbo octopus?
A Dumbo octopus?
Oh, yeah, they're cool. So fucking cute.
I was thinking of like Tentacool or Tentacruel from Pokemon.
Oh no, I'll show you.
Is that that's an actual?
What's that do?
I'm gonna describe it once Chelsea shows us a picture of this
oh my
cute
god.
Octopus.
I know what you're about to show.
Oh my god! Oh, he's super cute.
Okay, so listener, Google Dumbo octopus. Look at this picture
it's
of this.
It's not a Disney.
Yeah, it's not
drawing
a Disney
of
thing. Look at this cute sea creature, and then be sad as the demon slashes at slicing it in two with its claws.
Oh, no.
You're a goddamn monster.
You are
it's got
a monster.
Ear. Look, it's a Dumbo octopus because its ears fly.
Oh.
And he like flops. You killed it!
That's in character.
It is now Zavis's turn.
Oh my god. I think just because I'm so distressed by this, my concentration's broken, and so Levitate ends.
Yeah.
Even though that's what I was going to do anyway.
Yeah,
but
I'm only like a foot off of it, right?
Yeah. Juno, yeah, Juno just thuds onto the deck of the boat. There's a slight rock, but nothing else happens.
How big is this boat?
All of you are on it comfortably.
Okay. I was imagining.
You're not
like
huddled
yeah, okay.
together. No, there's room enough for you guys to move around.
We got a boat and we got a mansion? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Every millennial's dream.
Uh-huh.
Wait, team, this
well,
thing
Zavis's
can fly.
Turn.
Oh, we're right. Sorry.
No, I'm good. I don't.
We still need to kill it. It can fly. It could
don't
hurt other people.
It.
It's not our responsibility.
It can't fly. It
just go.
It's surfed.
The magician. The wizards put us here. This is their
it's
fault.
They're the ones problem. Who can do something about it.
Yeah, but it's
they
their
didn't tell
problem.
Us to do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you so worried, Margarine? That was cool that
it
you turned into
fly.
A bird like that.
It could kill anyone on the sea
I
who
can
comes
it
fly.
Could kill us right now if we don't get the fuck out of
yeah,
here.
Yeah, we gotta get out. And where's it gonna fly to? How long can it fly? Like, does it have high
might
dexterity?
Get tired.
It doesn't
yeah,
like the sunshine.
Like, yeah, come on. It can fly at night. But that's a whole different story, so we're okay. Let's just keep
I'm
going.
I'm not okay with this.
Gust of wind, baby.
Gust of windows.
I'm not gonna do it again.
Yeah, he did it already.
Oh.
You what? Guys now have to, like, sail the boat, which Zavis, whose turn it is,
I'm
proficient in vehicles.
In vehicles.
Oh, sail this bitch.
I'm proficient in vehicles, but on land. So,
not helpful.
This always happens.
Wait, what? I just start boating?
Yeah, roll a
boat check.
Yes, nat 20.
Oh, great. Wow. You skillfully pull on the right ropes and grab the tiller, and the boat swings around, catching the breeze. And you start to sail out to sea.
Oh my god.
The creature is in hot pursuit. However, the beating sun of the maybe tropical region that you're in, you don't really know, starts to wear down the creature, and you can tell that it's getting tired, like exhausted almost. It relentlessly pursues you nonetheless, but as you sail further and further away from the island, and as there's no cover for this creature, it starts to get more and more tired until it plummets into the sea, thrashes around, and sinks beneath the waves.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Oh. There, are you happy, Juno?
Are you happy, Juno?
Kinda.
Wait, why is it Juno's fault?
No, he just
it's
was
not.
The one to kill this
Viciously.
Thing. Now it's dead, so he should be happy. No, it's definitely you're
I'm
the
happy
reason.
It's not going to kill other people.
No, I'm saying you got us out here.
Hey,
good job,
Margarine.
Yeah, good job.
I
what?
Mean, maybe, I don't know if it's gone yet, but do you want the bracelet? Because the other one was still stuck to Jason.
Oh, I thought you ripped it off of Jason.
No, I ripped it off of me.
Yeah, I did.
It was still on Jason.
Yep, you kind of wasted that.
So if you wanted before, I don't know if he's gone yet, but you can have this.
I take the bracelet.
You feel nothing.
I let the bracelet.
You- I wanted to do the Moana song.
I know, that's
we
how
saying.
I was feeling. I feel like Moana.
You
want to
sing
hair.
The Moana song?
Yeah.
Okay, you sing the Moana song, and I'm going to let this bracelet go into the ocean.
Oh my god. Like the end of Titanic.
I don't know the chords for this song. Away, away! We set a course to thing, and do, 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 and... Set a course to find.
I was prepared for it to be really good.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I can't just. I don't just know chords.
Damn.
I thought you knew the
ice,
Moana song.
Ice cold.
No,
it
I don't know the Moana song.
It still gets a tear out of me.
Can
right?
I? Okay. Can I
still
roll
gets a tear out of me.
To like? Because
we gotta
where the
go.
Fuck are we? Yeah. No, I want to roll to see like.
Mm-hmm.
Do I know? Because it's weird that we were just placed on such a conveniently sized island and we got to pick. I just think it's weird. I'm gonna roll I don't know what check that would be to like. I just want to know if something's weird. Magic? Like,
If you're looking for magic, it's Arcana.
I mean, just the if like our environment
is real or not.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Yeah. Arcana.
I just, you know what? I feel weird about it. I'm a sorcerer. 9.
Everything seems very real. You don't get any kind of magical vibes from where you are right now. It seems that you are in, you're sailing on a body of water.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're leaving an island. Everything feels real to you.
So real, in fact, that I definitely just got motion sickness. And Margarine starts heaving.
What?
For Swashbuckler, Margarine is not good on boats.
Nope.
Anybody else want to make any other kind of...
Yeah, I want to see what's on the boat, because if we're sailing...
Okay.
We're going to need to know what's on the boat.
Okay.
Us.
That was a 12.
With your 12 and your perception roll, Fletch, you see that there is a small chest on the boat, as well as two oars and a sextant.
Does this chest... Do I see it too, or is it just he notices it?
Guys, can all see it.
Look at all this stuff.
Does the chest look... familiar to me?
It doesn't look familiar.
Okay, so there's not like... Okay.
Yeah, there isn't a symbol. You don't see the symbol that you saw on the chest that Hercule was in on this. Okay. This is just a box, basically.
Can we open it?
Yeah. It's unlocked.
Oh, let's open it.
Inside is a water skin, a pretty good-sized water skin. There's a map. There's some food. What do you do?
Got a map.
And there's a note.
What's the note say?
Got a note.
Read it.
The note says, "Hey guys, really sorry about this. If you're reading this, that means that you didn't get killed by whatever creature that guy turned into, which is great. But the bad news is that you have to find your way back to land. But we didn't want that creature to get out in the city. There was some pretty serious shadow magic that was infecting that guy, which you know now because you probably fought off some sort of horrible monster."
Kifrite's in a very stream of consciousness.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I hope that you guys make it back and aren't dead. Your friend, Kif.
Kif's kind of an idiot because he thought we were all infected. And he's like, yeah, if you guys get
why
back, that's
he,
cool.
Yeah, why wouldn't he just send Jason?
Well, now I'm angry at Kif.
It sounded like he was doing what he could. And
be a Kif apologist.
No. I mean, the other guys, they really, really screwed up. They
now you're showing
all.
Empathy.
Kif seems like a good... I'm not trying to be bad on Jason anymore. Well, he was, but this is very complicated. I don't wish this fate on him.
People contain multitudes.
So we had to find our way out, but it sounds like the way we find our way out is a way that the demon could not have gotten out. What, do we go into the sun? I'm just trying to think of like, what can... No, because the demon is like allergic to light. So what's the one way that we could get out that he couldn't? And that is through the sun. Thank you. Good night.
Go west
and a bunch of water.
I'm just a dude. I can't go into the sun.
Okay, so you guys, there is a map in the thing in the that he gave
you. Oh, yeah.
You. So do you want to...
Yeah, look at the map.
I hope it's a map to the sun.
D&D is executive produced, written, and edited by me, James Gressel. Co-produced and additional mixing by Joel Arnold. Our original music is by Jeremy Nisato. Hear more of Jeremy's music at jeremynisato.com. D&D is performed by James A. Janisse, Chelsea Rebecca, Beth Radloff, Mike Saigan, and Joel Arnold. Next time on D&D. Flak is under, you're feeling around, you're trying to find this leak by feel, and you run out of air and pass out.
What the fuck?